This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But it's actually not very... There you go. It's actually not very funny at all. It is very, very scary, and I am in the middle of this because all of Florida, not so much the East Coast, but the West Coast, is really going to get hit by Ian, and it just depends on whether it turns into a full-fledged Cat 4 or who knows. And at this point, it is a question of what happens when Ian hits Cuba. That's the first piece of this, which will happen on Monday. So this tropical storm came to life last week as the ninth named system in the Atlantic Basin, you know, this season. And it hasn't gained hurricane strength, but it is pretty 80% that it's going to be a substantial hurricane, and it threatens the eastern Gulf Coast of the United States. And where it enters, where it hits, all of that, because that goes into the models and watching what they're predicting, and so much will happen once it snakes its way up toward the Gulf. So this is very, very, very scary to watch all of this. As of 8 o'clock on Sunday, Ian had winds of 60 miles an hour, moving northwest about 12 miles an hour, pretty slow, and it is absolutely headed right for Florida. Now, here is the interesting part of this, and I know there's people listening to us that have loved ones in Florida, they have places in Florida, we are broadcasting to people in Florida, and of course, hurricanes, or as I say, the whiplash we get from the weather is part of this show, because it's what we talk about. State of emergency in practically every single county in the state of Florida. So here's the deal. Here's what the problem is. The likelihood keeps changing, so the storm strength is what it's all about, and then where it enters when it enters the Gulf, and will it stay organized? Because it gets hindered by this wind shear, which limits the strength of tropical systems. But as it moves into the Western Caribbean, it becomes more favorable for strengthening. And the Gulf, the problem is when you get there, just like in the Caribbean, you have low wind shear and very warm water in place. Today I went down to the beach, actually a couple of different beaches on the Gulf, to test out the water, and trust me, it is warm. It is warm in the Gulf. So we'll see what happens in Cuba, and then we'll see as it goes north over the island, and then we'll watch as it comes toward the Gulf and where it enters. Tuesday probably brings the worst conditions, the winds, a storm surge over 6 feet in some areas. Is it going to be, you know, 120, 140 mile an hour? You know, I'm talking about these islands now. Is it going to be 140 mile an hour winds, or what will happen? And then midweek when it hits the United States, where landfall is definitely likely, it'll pack out at maybe the worst case scenario is a category 4. And that means evacuate. That's what it means. It means pull the ripcord. And as they say, you have to hide from the wind, run from the water. So what happens when it hits the jet stream and the Gulf and all of that, the Gulf of Mexico and the intensity? And does it go into the panhandle? Does it enter someplace else? Because you're talking about then it could be the Alabama-Florida border. So regardless, we know Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville, as far as rain is concerned, 4 to 8 inches of rainfall, and even locally maybe higher amounts, because then you have street and river flooding, especially in low-lying areas. My brother lives on an island, my brother and nephew and sister-in-law, and across from Tampa, so they would be in that situation because it always floods where they live in the streets. I can remember visiting and seeing people water skiing in the streets after it was all calm and fine, but they definitely got flooding. And I know a lot of people listening again, because I can tell by the emails I've gotten, are concerned about this, worried about this, worried about friends, worried about relatives. So that's where we are as far as the hurricane is concerned. So supermarket shelves, water, everything being taken off the shelves because people are panic buying because they don't know. Are they going to be inside somewhere for days? Are they going to lose power? It's all of that. And like I said, already state of emergency in almost all the counties in Florida, almost all the counties. All right, that's not the only thing happening across the United States. We had a terrible day on Wall Street on Friday. So we saw tech stocks, looking at tech stocks, facing maybe another 10% drop or more. And what does that mean? What does it mean? It means that I know there are many of you that feel fortunate that you have a 401k and it gets matched by your employer or whatever it is. And of course, all of that drops as the market drops and it fluctuates. I say it's the world's biggest craps table, and of course it is. That's the problem. It's not just the game for people who have money. It's people that have the little money they have and put it in it and watch it grow enough, or through a company do that. And unfortunately, sometimes the timing can be bad for some, because if you're getting ready to retire or you're close to that retirement age, you watch all of those gains just evaporate. 2008 did that to a lot of people because they had built up, felt good, thought they were going to get a little bit more. And then, of course, what happens? Everything tanks in 2008, and that really crashed a lot of people who were in that position that they were getting ready to retire. All right, here's the other thing that I think is, well, first of all, this is definitely something that's affecting a lot of people in the country. Happy New Year, because it's the start of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. It marks the beginning of what they call the Jewish High Holy Days. It's where people reflect and celebrate, and there's symbolic foods, and there's traditional things that happen. And if you look at Rosh Hashanah, it marks the start of the year 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. So there you go. It's what's interesting about Rosh Hashanah. I love these little darts of history. It's been celebrated for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. You know, so how about that? You go all the way back. Mishnah was the first, what it was found under, the first mention of it. It was called Mishnah, and it goes all the way back to 200 CE. 200 CE. So, again, to anybody listening that celebrates, happy Rosh Hashanah to you. As the rest of us watch, or some of us anyway, what's going on with Tropical Storm Ian, there is word on what is happening in Ukraine, because we know from last week, Putin has decided for more mobilization, and a lot of people that are being forced to serve are still trying to run. So what's the latest on that? We got it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So let's update you on the Ukraine. I noticed today when I was walking the dog, and I love this. There's still so much support for the people. Of course there is. That's how we roll in America, trying to help others. And I saw a few houses. I want to say I saw like four or five, but the idea is they had ribbons. They had the Ukraine flag wrapped around a tree or, you know, something to represent, hey, Ukraine, I'm with you. So as you have the live briefing from Zelensky, who's talking about the Russian troop mobilization. He's saying that they're targeting ethnic minorities. And so he talks about what he's seeing, saying that you've got these protests in an impoverished Russian region, and it's led to these clashes with police. And in Russia and areas that its troops control, the Kremlin has begun to mobilize hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight its floundering war. Let's face it. Let's call it what it is in Ukraine. And they don't want to do it. So there's some interesting effects of this. And in his address, he talked about that the forces were targeting indigenous peoples of Siberia and Crimea, they're saying that it was a deliberate imperial policy of issuing military summonses that forces them to fight, tries to force them to fight Ukrainians. And the Ukrainian military is occupying, said occupying forces in Crimea had handed out 1,000 summonses to join the Russians. So these are the people that they're going after. And Zelensky said that Russian-backed troops will retaliate against people who don't vote in also this sham referendum, because that's another thing that's going on. So if they don't vote in the referendum that he has happening, then Russians can turn off their electricity and won't give them an opportunity to live a normal life. He was also a guest on what I call the Sunday Swirl. He was on CBS News' Face the Nation. He said they force people, they throw them into prison. So what a strategy that is. And you can see why so many don't want to, they don't want to serve, because now they're learning more about what's going on in Ukraine, and they don't want to be forced into this. So this is an interesting moment, I think, for Vladimir Putin because of the backlash, right? So there's been new attacks on Ukraine. There was missiles and there was kamikaze drones, Iranian kamikaze drones that struck a couple of different regions, including Odessa. And as there were protesters in several Russian cities demonstrating against the war effort and the what's now happening to mobilize 300,000 new fighters, and then these illegal referendums in four occupied regions of Ukraine. So there's been a sharp escalation from Putin as he tries to kind of hold the line, if you will, with these failures after failures after failures in the ongoing invasion. So now we look at this, and what happens next in this horrible game of chess where we've seen what's happened to the Ukrainian people and the twisted torture that has gone on in some areas and the bodies that have been found and whatnot. Truly, you would think there would be enough for war crimes. But at this point, it's about ending it. So it looks like, it does look like Russia's kind of panicking by what's happening with this movement to mobilize troops. I mean, what Zelensky is saying is he knows he's losing the war, that their army isn't able to fight with Ukraine anymore. They didn't expect the resistance. I think this is the thing. For sure, Putin did not expect the resistance. I think from the very beginning in February, marching in, figured this is going to be a cakewalk and Ukraine is mine. But it's not. So now in Russia, people are not happy with this mobilization, and that's why they're starting to see the blowback from Russian people, because of those that are being forced to have to serve. They don't want to serve. They're saying no to the war. And how big is this opposition? How big is the Russian population that passively supports the war? But now you've got all this anger, and will that just wear off, or will it become bigger and bigger and bigger? And I don't know, is it enough to do something to Putin? And I still think he's like Teflon. So he's going to address both houses of parliament. Putin is going to address both houses of parliament on Friday. He's going to endorse the annexation of the regions after the official announcement that they voted in favor of joining Russia. That's what's going to happen. And, of course, Russia has a long history of fraudulent-filled elections. But it has to be a massive yes vote, so they're going to force the yes vote, right? And Ukraine and its allies have insisted that Russia's annexation would change nothing on the battlefield. It won't change anything. It will not change anything. There'd be more of a commitment to helping Ukraine reclaim territory seized by Russian forces, despite Putin threatening to use every means available to defend territory they're saying is Russian territory, including, and this is so awful to hear this, because now we've heard it a few times, and this is what scares the bejesus, let's face it, out of everybody, to use nuclear weapons. So now new targets are getting pummeled. We'll see what this week brings. But I think this, especially next couple of months, are so key to now what happens in Ukraine and how the Russian people react to all of this. How are they going to continue to, it sounds like, push and give blowback to what is not what they want, which it's a communist country. you get told what you want. But if there is enough protest, could there be enough pushback? It is such a big leap, though, and it's a leap that I think is really tough to expect. All right, speaking of leaps, how about Italy? They're expected to have their first far-right government since Mussolini. That's what the election projections show. Anyway, projections based on a partial count of votes show a clear victory for a coalition that includes two far-right forces. And it includes Giorgia Meloni. And she could become Italy's first female prime minister. You know, she's out there in the crowds. She was out there in the crowds over the weekend. And, wow, what a boost that would give to the far right in Western Europe, coming off of a far right win in Sweden. And, boy, this is kind of astonishing, her rise. She was overlooked for years in politics. And, I mean, to paint the picture, she's an unmarried mother with a heavy, heavy, as it's been described to me, Roman accent. And she's casual and she's blunt and she's not afraid to say what she thinks is what certainly what the people are saying. So where does she belong? Her opponents call her party post-fascist. But she describes herself differently than that, saying that the values that I have and the party has are conservative ones, and it's about individual freedom and private enterprise and economy and educational freedom and the centrality of family and its role in the society and the protection of borders from unchecked immigration and defense of the Italian national identity. And that's what she says, you know, they're matters that we preoccupy ourselves with. And she positions herself against a leftist ideology. She said everything we stand for, including Christian values and traditional gender norms, is under attack. So her opponents say her views can veer into the extreme because they have dug back and looked at some of her speeches and that kind of thing. So, wow. Meloni, if in fact she does become the prime minister, which it looks like, it kind of shakes things up. If you think about the way Europe looks, would there be more autonomy with Italy? What kind of tensions would that create, if any? Pretty interesting stuff. Mailbag coming up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. A storm-weary nation faces another potential weather disaster. The Sunshine State bracing for landfall from Ian in the middle of this week. Residents in Key West stocked up on essential supplies, hoping they dodge a bullet. Meanwhile, utility crews from the U.S. are arriving in eastern Canada, where Fiona washed away homes and left hundreds of thousands in the dark. George McDonald lives in Nova Scotia on Canada's Atlantic coast.
There were two or three trees fell in the house, and then about an hour later, we had three more trees. foul on the house.
Catches the snap. Pump fake. Throws. Oh. Caught. Chase with the catch. Burrow belted after the throw. It's a touchdown for Cincinnati.
That was the call on the Bengals radio network as Joe Burrow finds Ja'Marr Chase for the 5-yard touchdown, giving the Bengals a 27-9 lead over the Jets. Final score, Bengals 27, Jets 12. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, thanks to all of you for being so thoughtful and over the weekend hitting me up with some fresh emails. It's always full, really, honestly. This one from Joseph, who says, wow, how worried should we be? And maybe this is a philosophical question about Putin and his threats to use nukes. Frankly, I think he's lost it with everything that's happening in Ukraine. It makes absolutely zero sense to me. He is a dictator, if there ever was one. And he, I believe, wants to control what he wants to control, and that means more territory, former Soviet territory, because he's thinking about his legacy. I know you've talked about that before. Yeah, so that's a good question. How worried should we be about the threats throwing out, if we have to use nukes, we will. If we have, you know, we've heard this now a handful of times, and, you know, do you call this bluff? I mean, there's no bluff to call because you don't want that to happen. But, I mean, it would he really use a nuke? And the answer is that's the end of everything to me, because then there has to be reaction to that. Where is he dumping the nuke? In Ukraine, that's the threat, or threatening other nations? It's frightening is what it is. It's frightening to hear that. You know, you read the stories and you think back, and I can remember my mother telling me how they had duck and cover drills because that's what they were worried about, you know, that was going to happen, or discussions in the past about the possibility of nukes. And by just throwing that out there, leaking it out, mentioning it is not good at all. Not good. I think he is serious with the threats, and wants to win and wants his way and is not used to not getting his way. And that's that. He wants to win this situation in Ukraine and get rid of Zelensky. He wants him to go away, period. And I don't see a guy like Putin backing out unless someone takes him out. But who's going to take him out? Now, his people are starting to buck. They're starting to protest on a small level, but then half of them are disappearing, so then there's the problem in that. All right, let's move on to, yeah, we're not going to answer that question overnight. Let's go to Jake, and his question is, Kate, I am watching what's going on with this tropical storm Ian, and it is scary. I mean, it's like this bizarre, my mother lives in Florida, it's like this bizarre hurry up and wait situation on this storm. I guess in one way, the good thing is there's more time to prepare for what could potentially be a big, giant monster hurricane. I have my mother in a situation where she can be evacuated. She lives on the Gulf Coast in Fort Myers, and so she's right in the middle of all of that, and it may just be massive rain. I'm not sure, but I'm wondering what is the latest. Well, I said this a little bit in the beginning, so I'll say it again. Definitely heavy rains. You know, there's going to be strong winds no matter what. There's going to be flash flooding. There's going to be storm surge. Depends on where you live. There's going to be isolated tornadoes. That's frightening. And you could, in the hardest hit areas, of course, there's going to be power outages. There's going to be evacuations. The DeSantis called up 2,500 National Guard members because they want to have them there. They already have meals ready to go. In Tampa Bay, the schools are shutting down Monday, and they're staying closed at least through Thursday. And that's Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa. In Pinellas County, which includes St. Petersburg, they have also had closures because some school buildings would be converted into emergency shelters if evac orders are issued. So all the schools there are going to be closed on Tuesday, and they're releasing kids early on Monday. Because everybody's looking at these computer models, and is it going to come ashore on the West Coast Wednesday into Thursday or near the panhandle on Thursday into Friday? It is this cone of uncertainty is what they call it regarding Ian. If your mother's in Fort Myers, she has a better chance to have all that heavy wind and maybe some flooding. Hopefully she's not in a low-lying area. Is she in a big building? Does she live in an assisted living place or on her own? You know, I don't know the answers to those questions, but good for you. I'm in taking precautions because that's what the name of the game is, to be ready. That's what you have to that's what you have to do. If it intensifies, you got to be out, especially if it's a Cat 4, because that's 130 miles an hour, and that's not good, because you don't know where it hits and then what happens there. So, of course, emergency declaration has to be that way. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Max, who says, wow, I have to take a break from all the political circus. I think it's important, and of course there are serious things that are happening in this country that make me shake my head and want to just cry that it's neighbor against neighbor sometimes. And then we'll see what happens in the midterm elections. But that's for another email. I wanted to celebrate Albert Pujols, and I know that you covered baseball, and I wondered if you ever covered him and what you think of his history-making home run. You know what? I'm so glad that you brought that up. I have interviewed him several times in my career, and he had two massive home runs in the other day that put him in that 700 home run club. So, yeah, we've been on the watch for that. I mean, look, He is a Hall of Famer. We know that. And now he's in this exclusive club to hit 700 home runs. So that's pretty cool. And the Cardinals, by the way, had their magic number cut down to 4 by beating the Dodgers 11-0. So he's 42. He says it's his final season of his 22-year career. So by hitting 700, who else is in that club? Babe Ruth, 714. Hank Aaron, Hammer and Hank, 755. Barry Bonds, 762 home runs. They're the only long ball hitters, sluggers, whatever, in American League, National League history to hit at least 700 in their career. So how about that? And even further, because I love this kind of stuff, you see, you open the door to it. I'll stop on this, but Pujols and Aaron are the only two with at least 3,000 hits and 700 home runs. So congratulations. That is, I'm glad you brought that up. That is a nice, that is a nice little piece of history and a distraction. I think sports is a welcome distraction, by the way, for many of us. Although I saw something today that people are complaining there's too much football. There's too much football. Thursday night, Saturday night, Saturday with college football, and then Sunday and Monday. That's football. All right, let's move to another one. Artemis is the subject here, and this is from Jill, who says, Kate, I live on the eastern side of Florida, not too far from the Kennedy Space Center. And Artemis was set to go again and have another launch window, but thanks to Ian, it's not going to go. So I guess maybe at the very, very end of September we would see it, but I guess Ian would probably dip into that, so I guess we're looking at October. What do you know about Artemis and when it may launch? Well, you know what? The current window was open. I know a lot about that because I'm going to see it because I could see it from where I live, too. The current window to fly closes on October 4th because the September 27th attempt is going to be cut because of Ian. So the next date would be the 2nd, but it depends on the conditions. The conditions have to be perfect for that to happen. So this is pretty exciting because it's the first mission under its Return to the Moon program. And if it successfully launches an uncrewed Orion capsule to the moon and back, then the astronauts would do the same for Artemis 2, and it would be after 2024 or in that window of 2024. And then Artemis 3 would put two people on the lunar surface sometime between 2030. I know, it's fascinating to think about that, right? To think about people on the moon. But the first one has to go up and all that testing has to happen. So thanks to Ian, that gets pushed off again. But even if Ian wasn't there, if the window opens and they can't make the window, something's not right, they won't. Too much money, time, and effort is on the line. They're careful about when they launch these. It makes sense. That's why there's always a window and a certain amount of time, and then the engineers decide whether they can do it or not. And if they can't make the window, then they just move on to the next one. So thanks for that question. That's a good, Jill. That was a very good question. I want to look in the sky and see that as well. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Fair or foul next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tail end of the show. What a jam-packed hour. We have our eye on Ian, definitely. A lot of you have asked me that. You know a lot of people in Florida. And I am broadcasting from the great state of Florida. And thank you for all the people who have invited me back to Texas. You know, you have the warmest, warmest place in my heart. And I just was back there for a couple of days. As you know, last week I was back in Dallas. I actually went to see a Rangers game. with the people that I was with. All right, so it is the tail end of the show, and we have another edition of Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
All right, so here, is this a hard foul or not? You know, the two people who won the $1.34 billion Mega Millions lottery, as we introduced Jeremy Paulson. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
They finally came forward, right? And they claimed the ticket to the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. This was in Illinois. So they got all their ducks in a row, and that's why it took so long, because this was back in July 29 when they won it. But according to Illinois, some states won't allow this, but in Illinois, you can be anonymous. So they chose to remain anonymous. Is that fair or foul?
I would say it's fair, because I don't want a bunch of people knocking on my door asking for money if I won.
Right, but you're thinking of yourself, not thinking of the lottery and promotion and, hey, I won this lottery. I plopped down this ticket, so I agree to buy this ticket. Shouldn't I allow myself to be revealed?
I don't think you need to. I mean, you can, I guess, if you want to become famous, right?
Right, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they are, should they be forced to do it? Meaning that if you are in other states, they say, hey, you bought a ticket and you win, that's our policy. We say who the winners are.
Yeah, I don't think you should be forced into it.
If I were the PR person, I would not be happy because I'd want to promote the person. Like, can you believe it? They won blah, blah, blah. Now they have nothing to promote other than the winning ticket was sold there at the Speedway convenience store. On a personal note, absolutely, I agree with you. If I won the lottery, I would want to be anonymous, right?
Yeah, some people don't want the, you know, scrutiny that is going to follow. You know?
Well, yeah, then you become a target.
Exactly.
But it's one of those things that there are, you better check the back of your tickets, because in a lot of other places, you don't get away with that. Because they're saying, listen, this is huge for us, so we want to promote the Illinois lottery. So, like, they have an Illinois lottery director. In fact, his name is Harold Mays. And so he says, he has to say, they have this newfound fortune, but he doesn't have the money shot of the people holding the check. Just like in sports, lifting the trophy, getting the $50 million check, whatever, they don't have the money shot. So you say foul, they shouldn't have to do that, so too bad.
I say foul, yeah. Yep.
I say foul, except for if I was Harold Mays or I was a lottery director for anybody, I would be bummed that I had nobody to get excited about, because I'd be excited for them. I'd want to celebrate them. I'd want to show that. But, yeah, I get it. But personally, yeah, absolutely, because I can see two sides of that. Like, bummer, don't get to do it. Don't get to make the big fuss. All right, Rihanna, they named her today as, and it's a big deal when you get this, she is going to be the entertainment for the halftime show. Fair or foul?
Fair. I love Rihanna.
I do, too. I think it's smart. Now, this is back to... Well, it's not back-to-back women. Who did it last year?
She's gorgeous.
Remember? Of course. She's gorgeous. That's all I care about. I'm a mom. I'm like, oh, Rihanna's gorgeous. Sound like my husband. Oh, Rihanna. I love Rihanna. she's a great businesswoman, though, too. She's made a fortune in business. People don't realize that. She's smart.
She's super down to earth, too. People don't realize that either.
Yeah, she's from Barbados.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was discovered by a record producer who invited her to come to the United States to record some demo tapes, and that's how her whole story
very
started.
Very humble beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am with you. I am very happy that she is doing it, because I think she's a great entertainer, and I think that people that are listening to us, they could be 70 years old, and once they hear her, I think they would like her. Her music is good.
Agree.
Definitely. So good for her. You know, I think of... I know a lot of her songs. I know a lot of her music. I like her music. And, of course, she's won, I don't know how many Grammys, like 9 Grammys or whatever. She's iconic. And she, and like you said, she definitely had humble beginnings, and she knows it. And so I think that was a very good choice. All right, this is something I think all people can relate to listening to me. Whether you're visiting someone's house, it could even be going back to your family's house, or maybe it's your own home and people are over. You know, is it foul to have a bar of soap? You go into the bathroom and it's a bar of soap, or you go into the shower and it's a bar of soap that's been there and there's no dish and you're using the same soap. Is that, do you think that's fair or foul?
I mean, it is soap, so it's going to clean whatever.
It's going to clean your body.
I mean, I have my soap in, like, a plastic container, like a plastic box thing. I would say foul, but, I mean...
Wait, you have your soap in a plastic container. So when you get in the shower, it's in a plastic container.
Yeah, it's in a little blue plastic container. You have to open it to get the bar soap out.
But you share a shower, too, with roommates, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you're doing exactly what I said. So you're not just leaving your soap hanging out there, you know, hey, dudes, whatever, here's my soap. You
but
have.
But my roommate does, so that's what I'm saying.
There you go. And it is a thing. It is a thing. Some people leave it out. I agree with you. I think just put your soap in something. Or if somebody comes, give them their own fresh soap. Or, like, my nephew is funny about that, too. He likes the, and a lot of people do this. They, to avoid that, they have the soap that comes out of the bottle.
Yep. A lot of people use the liquid type soap.
The gel, gel or whatever you want to call it. Because they don't want to have the whole thing of, ugh, how long has this bar been here hanging out? You haven't had company for 5 months and it's petrified soap stuck to the top of your, you know, sink.
Yep.
Yeah, so we agree on that. I think it's not necessarily a weird thing, it's just...
I think it's an old school thing.
To keep the soap out like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
It feels like, you know, like a mechanic thing or like an old rancher thing. Like they just get that soap sitting there.
Give me that soap. I want that lava soap. I need it because my
soap with a little sand in it.
Yeah, my hands are grody. I need it. But then that goes to the hand washing thing. When you go out to eat and you go out to eat with people, do you wash your hands before you eat or no?
I mean, I try to. I mean, there's times I'd probably forget to, but yeah, I try to.
So, do you think that's fair? Do you think other people at the table should do that?
I think everyone should do that before and after, but of course I know everyone does not do that.
No, and I agree with you. I don't know if I was so much that way before. I can't remember. I can't remember life before COVID, but even forget the whole COVID thing. It's just a cleanly thing because there's all
those
other things.
It's the new new.
It is. People go on cruise ships and people touch things and they're... And I love people, so it's not a, oh, I'm an anti-people. It's not that. It's that, hey, man, just wash your hands and then you're not spreading germs touching poles and things. It's why they say when you go in restrooms, employees must wash hands because they know they can't really police that.
Yeah.
But you're really hoping that the servers and other people wash their hands. That's before COVID.
yeah.
Right? We don't even
As
care.
As they should, though.
They should. I mean, I waited tables. I did it. I washed my hands. I definitely washed my hands. All right, what a note to end on. Soap and hands and sounds so familiar. Jeremy Paulson, thank you so much.
Okay, I got to go wash my hands now.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.